Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Stripped Away podcast. I'm really happy that you have tuned in. Thank you for the support. And I tell Austin quite often this is something that I just do because it's meaningful to me. It blesses me, and so I hope it has the same effect on you guys. I'm here with my friend Austin. Hey, Austin.
Hey.
Oh, how are you?
I'm well. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long week. It's Monday.
Yeah.
It has been a long week. Austin and I were just chatting about just how good life is, mm-hmm. and how there are so many challenges. It's learning to find the balance in those.
Absolutely.
And I'm a therapist, right? But I struggle just like everybody else with managing my emotions and keeping my eyes focused on God and trusting.
Mm-hmm.
So today, I'd like to do something a little bit different. I'd like to do something that will be a bit experiential. So I caution you, don't do this. Don't listen to this podcast while you're driving down the road. Actually, would love for you to find a quiet place on your patio or comfy place in your house or maybe even sitting outside. Because I want to talk to you today about something called mindfulness and how mindfulness can actually help your body to be able to relax and to be still. So let's just talk a little bit about what mindfulness is. You know, mindfulness is really kind of a funny word. It isn't really something that's tied to any type of religion or anything specifically. It is just, mindfulness is simply the idea of bringing your emotions and your thoughts and your experiences, just being aware of those in any given moment without judgment. And so for me, as I practice this idea of mindfulness, it's just teaching our bodies how to be calm and still. It's and for me as a believer, it's really about being in coming into alignment with God and with ourselves and with other people. You know, what I've learned over the years is that talking about pain and hurt and trauma is really helpful. But in order to really reach a deeper level of healing, we really have to deal with our physical bodies, and we have to teach our physical bodies, our minds, our brains, how to come back into alignment and be able to be still. You know, our body holds the memories and the damage from years of trauma and grief. And the stress. We live in a stressful world, and that is absorbed in our body. And so I am such an advocate for breathing and muscle relaxation and the creative arts through music and art, and just really tapping into ways to heal the body from the damage over the years. You know, we don't really aware of that. There's a great book, and I've mentioned it before, called The Body Keeps Score. And your body, your trauma, your hurt, your pain, it is absorbed in your body on a physiological level. And so it takes effort to reclaim the capacity, the original design for our bodies to be calm and mindful. Pain and trauma causes us to go into a place of reactivity. Always, we call it clinically hypervigilance, and our body is always unconsciously or even consciously kind of scanning the room, waiting on the shoe to drop. So I have found that these techniques have literally changed my life. So in addition to dealing with your trauma on a cognitive level, on a therapeutically talking through it and understanding it, I'm hoping today to just invite you into this process of teaching your body how to be still. So today I'm going to walk you through some techniques, and I'm actually going to do this with Austin because it'll make it a little bit easier. And so he's probably not, you're probably good with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could use it.
Yeah.
All of us could use it.
Yeah. All of us could use it. I told him I'm glad that I'm doing this today because I need it. I need it as well. So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to just walk you all through just a few techniques. I'm going to lead you through a little bit of deep breathing and then through something called grounding, which is really kind of connecting our bodies sort of to our where we're sitting or the ground below us, and then a little bit of progressive muscle relaxation. And then I'll finish with just a little bit of visualization. And again, I could spend an hour on each of these, but I just want to touch your toes into these techniques. So again, I want you to find a place that's good temperature, and you can sit in a comfy chair, or you can even lay down if you want to. And I would encourage you, if you can, to shut your eyes. And we're just going to begin this process.
Okay.
Yeah? You ready, Austin?
I'm excited.
Oh, me too. Me too. All right. So again, I just want you to get comfy in the chair that you're sitting in. And as much as you can, I want you to see about just try to relax your body as much as you can. And the first thing I want to do is I really want to lead you through some deep abdominal breathing, which is a little different than the way we typically breathe. This is a way to really oxygenate your lungs, and it just calms your nervous system. So let's begin here. And what I want you to do is I want you to put one hand on your belly, and we're going to walk through this, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do before we do it. The first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to breathe in slowly through our nose while our belly goes out, and then we're going to hold it for a few seconds, and then we're going to exhale through our mouth while our belly goes in. And I'm going to lead you through each part of that. So let's just begin that process now. So hand on your belly. And I want you to breathe in slowly through your nose while your belly goes out. And then hold it. Now slowly exhale through your mouth while your belly goes in. Let's do that again. So in through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Now out through your mouth while your belly goes in. Let's do that again. So in through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Out through your mouth while your belly goes in. In through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Out through your mouth while your belly goes in. In through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Out through your mouth while your belly goes in. In through your nose. Hold it. through your mouth while your belly goes in. Let's do it a few more times. In through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Out through your mouth while your belly goes in. In through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Out through your mouth while your belly goes in. Let's do it two more times. In through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Out through your mouth while your belly goes in. One more time. In through your nose while your belly goes out. Hold it. Now out through your mouth while your belly goes in. Now, I just want you to sit there just for about 30 seconds and just relax your body and just breathe normally. Keep your eyes closed. Now what I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to a part of your body that's making contact. Maybe it's your feet on the floor. Maybe it's your back against the chair or the ground. Maybe it's your arms on the chair or perhaps in your lap, your hands in your lap. I just want you to focus on one part of your body that is making contact. And while you breathe normally, I just want you to focus on that part of your body only. I want you to be mindful of that part of your body. And I want you to notice how it feels. I want you to notice the temperature, the weightiness. Does it feel heavy? What's the temperature? I just want you to focus on that part of your body. And as we're doing that, if you have a random thought that comes through, don't try to stop it. Just let it come and let it go. And then go back to focusing on that part of your body. And we're going to do that for about a minute. So let's just do that now. Again, just be mindful of that one part. And just breathe normally. Now what I want you to do is I want you to take your fist, and I want you to take your hands, and I want you to tighten your hands into a fist as tightly as you can. And I want you to hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as slowly as you can, I want you to release. Little by little. And when you're fully released, just wiggle your fingers. Now I want you to do that again. So tighten your hands into a fist as tightly as you can. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And slowly release. And now wiggle your fingers. Okay, now what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to take your shoulders, both shoulders, and I want you to lift them up as if you're trying to touch your earlobes. Lift them up, and I want you to hold them tightly. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as slowly as you can, I want you to release your shoulders back down. Notice the release. Let's do that one more time. So shoulders up towards your earlobes. Hold that tightly. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now slowly, inch by inch, release your shoulders down. Okay, now what I'd like for you to do is I want you to bring your hands up, and I want you to act as if you're making a muscle man pose. Hands up in the air like you're doing a muscle man pose, and I want you to hold that pose tightly. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now slowly release your flexing muscles. Release and just, I want you to let your arms slowly come back down to your side. Okay, let's do that again. So bring your arms up and flex your muscles tightly and hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now slowly release. And allow your elbows and arms to come completely down. and remember to just breathe normally. We have a tendency to hold our breath. So just breathe. Now what I want you to do is I want you to take your chin and I want you to tuck your chin into your chest. So take your head down and tuck your chin into your chest and stretch the back of your neck. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and slowly bring your head back to upright position. Now I want you to take the back of your head and I want you to push it back toward the back of the chair. And hold that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then slowly return your head to upright position. Now let's stretch our neck by making circles with our head to the left. So just make big circles starting to the left all the way around. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now return your head to upright position. Now let's make those same circles, but let's do that now to the right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now slowly bring your head back to upright position. And remember to breathe. Now what I want you to do is I want you to open your mouth and just leave your mouth open for a stretch. Not too hard, but open your mouth until you feel a stretch. And I want you to hold that there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I want you to slowly close your mouth, but just until your lips barely touch. Let's do that one more time. So open your mouth for a good stretch. And hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now as slowly as you can, close your mouth, but just until your lips barely touch. Now what I would like for you to do is I want you to just keep your eyes closed and just raise your eyebrows as if you're trying to touch the ceiling. So raise your eyebrows and just hold that there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now slowly release that and just relax your eyes. Let's do that one more time. So just lift your eyebrows toward the ceiling and hold that there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and very slowly release your eyebrows down and just feel the relaxation in your eyes. And just breathe. Now what I want you to do is I want you to just, however you're sitting or laying, I want you just to extend your legs out, and I want you to point your toes to the opposing wall, and just point your toes straight out, and I want you to hold that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now slowly release your toes and bring your legs back down. Let's do that one more time. So bring your legs up. But this time I want you to flex your toes back towards your face. And just hold that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now slowly relax your toes and bring your legs back down. Now what I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to your body, almost as if you're doing a body scan from head to toe. And I want you to pay attention to any part of your body that is holding tension or stress. Maybe it feels tight or strained. I want you to focus on that part of your body. And I want you to give that part of your body a little attention by stretching, by wiggling, by moving, whatever feels good to bring relaxation there. So let's take about 30 seconds and just focus on that part of our body. And just remember to breathe. I want you to notice how your body feels. Can you notice parts of your body that feel relaxed? And I want you to focus in on that feeling of relaxation. Notice how it feels. And I want you to bring your attention again back to the part of your body that originally was making contact, the part that you focused on before. I want you to bring your attention again back to that part of your body. And be mindful, just focus on that part, just for just for a few moments. Notice how it feels. Again, the temperature, the weightiness. Just focus on that part. Now I'm going to take you a little bit deeper into something that's called visualization, and I just want to take you there. And if you are done, you can open your eyes. But if you want to continue to go a little deeper, then I want you to, with your eyes closed, I'd like for you to think about. Actually visualize in your mind a picture of a place that you've been to that is peaceful and calm and makes you feel joyful. So let's take just a few moments to see if you can go to that place. And again, if you don't or you want to open your eyes and you don't want to continue, that's okay. But for those of you that do, just focus on that place, likely a place that you've been to. So let's take a minute and go there. And now what I want you to do is I want you to focus on it in that place. I want you to pay attention to everything that you see. The colors, the shapes, the textures, the things that you notice with your eyes. Just scan slowly, and I want you to take those things that you see in. Notice the colors. And remember to breathe. Now what I want you to notice in that scene is I want you to notice anything that you hear. Any sounds that you notice. Maybe it's the birds or the ruffling of the leaves or the water. I'm not sure, but I want you to take in everything that you hear. And just breathe. Now I want you to notice anything that you smell. Do you smell anything? Any things that you notice, certain smells in that beautiful place. And I want you to take that in. Breathe that in. Now what I want you to notice is anything that you feel physically. I want you to notice what you are feeling physically and where you are feeling it on your body. Maybe it's the brisk air, maybe it's the sun, maybe it's the cold. But I want you to notice what you're feeling physically and where are you experiencing that on your body. And I just want you to be mindful of that. And just breathe deeply. And now I want you to be aware of what you feel emotionally. What do you feel in this place? Maybe you feel peaceful or calm or content. I just want you to be aware of what you're feeling emotionally. Now, for just a few moments, I want you to just observe this place for just a minute longer. What you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you feel physically and emotionally. Just take it in. And as you are ready, just with your eyes closed, just come back to where you're sitting in your room. And again, I want you to go back to that part of your body that's making contact. Just grounding yourself into this moment right now in your chair, or maybe lying down. And just focus on that part of your body just for a few moments. And as you are ready, and you just take your time. But as you're ready, you can open your eyes and get adjusted back into the room. And I want you just to notice as you're opening your eyes how your body feels. How your heart and your mind feel. Yeah. Austin, how do you feel?
Centered. Calm. Grateful.
Oh, me too. It's amazing. Let me say this. It's amazing what taking the last, 15, 20 minutes, 25 maybe, I don't know how long, but just to slow down and to be mindful. We walk through things so quickly and so briskly that we miss so much. So I want to encourage you, and I also want to say this, if that was hard for you, don't feel strange, because when I first started, I could barely do it for a minute, but I do it all through the week, and I'm able to do it longer. So begin this process just a little at a time, and I promise you it will make a difference. I'm hoping to do a few more of these things, maybe a little bit longer, so I'll keep you in the loop about that. So just breathe, and thank you for joining me and trusting me with this process. And I look forward to talking to you really soon.